Guided masturbation and edging of your ass? Hello, horny readers. My latest topic of exploration. Can guided masturbation and edging work with prostate play? You know by now that I call myself an ass cannibal. Anything that can be done with man ass and select woman ass, I will do with relish and enthusiasm. So it shouldn't surprise you that I'm always looking for new ways to explore and exploit your hole, or teach you to do so on my behalf. I'm going to need guinea pigs, of course. I'm going to need lots and lots of data points, and you're going to help me collect them. You can do this by performing as the aforementioned guinea pig in session, or by sharing your experiences with prostate orgasms in the comments. How can you volunteer as a guinea pig for my ass explorations? I'll get into that later. Meanwhile, I think we should be sure we're all on the same page regarding guided masturbation and edging, especially when it comes to your back door. Guided masturbation is easy enough to define, but ass edging, I think, needs a little extra consideration. I mean, the way your slut spot responds, the cycle of prostate orgasm, probably feels different and proceeds differently than your cock or clitty. Or does it? Well, let's begin by laying out our definitions and see where to go from there, shall we? What are guided masturbation and edging exactly? Well, let's take the easiest first. Guided masturbation is pretty self-explanatory, even when we're talking about your slut cave. I tell you how to stimulate yourself and you do it. As a certified ass aficionado, I know lots of different anal play masturbation techniques. From teasing your starfish to preparing for a bigger dildo. But as far as edging is concerned, well, traditionally, edging is about taking you up to the edge of orgasm and then backing off just before the point of no return. One thing that makes me skeptical that this is possible with a prostate orgasm is how elusive they can be to begin with. I used to assume that the build-up to anal orgasm must be similar to how it feels when I'm building up to a vaginal orgasm. But let's face it, I may like to tease some of you by telling you I'm going to make you come like a girl. I may call your rear hole an ass pussy, but the anal tract and the vagina are quite different, anatomically speaking. The way they respond, therefore, must be somewhat different as well. Moreover, neither of us actually has what the other does, so you'll never really know what a vaginal orgasm feels like, and I'll never know what a prostate orgasm feels like. I realize that it makes it challenging for you to describe to me, whether in the comments or in the aftermath of in-session research, just what you feel and when, in a way that I'll understand. But I'm very intuitive, and I have faith that I can understand enough to translate what I can't relate to directly. How should we proceed in what may be uncharted territory? Let's expound on the issue of research subjects, shall we? The first thing I need are guinea pigs. I need some of you to describe to me how it feels as you lead up to a prostate orgasm and differentiate that from how it feels when you're building up to a penile orgasm. But once again, the main challenge seems to be what can be the elusiveness of a prostate orgasm. If you get close and then I pull back, might it be difficult to impossible to get to that perfect spot and symphony of pleasure and pressure again? There are other perils you'll need to be prepared to endure as a guinea pig. The same potential perils that can result from extended edging sessions, namely ruined orgasms. Come to think of it, that may be another subtopic for research. Can prostate orgasm be ruined? Let's talk about that for a second. Ruined prostate orgasm? As stated, a ruined orgasm is an occasional guided masturbation and edging side effect. It springs from your failure to recognize and heed the signals of your body soon enough when you stroke and edge and stroke for me. Huh. If it's possible to edge your ass, it could be possible to ruin a prostate orgasm. If it is, and we can figure out why and how it happens, we can prevent it. Or cause it on purpose. But that's a subject for another day. Suddenly, I'm very aroused. I'm thinking about your frustrated and horny fuckhole. Just as frustrated and horny as your cock and balls might be after regular ruined orgasm. Tongue-in-cheek reverie aside, it shouldn't be that different, right? Your prostate will probably get swollen and pressurized, similar to your balls. It might also get as tingly and throbby and sensitive as your cock does during penile guided masturbation and edging. Then, if I order you to stop just before that pressure is relieved, well, theoretically you'd feel it in the same way. Now we just need to explore that theory. But first, back to the issue at hand. Are you qualified to be an askasm edging guinea pig? I think it'll be best for session guinea pigs to be those who have already achieved prostate orgasms, especially hands-free. Those who haven't but are interested in trying are certainly welcome to offer up their slut spots for science. But I think those who already managed might have a better idea of how to get there for them and how it feels leading up to the dribbling full-body explosion. Truth be told, not everyone is capable of askasm. Obviously, I'd love it if I could make every male-bodied person come that way, but the fact is, for some, it remains elusive. Every body is different. Some even find stimulation of their prostate to be actively unpleasant. And while that's irrelevant during, say, a punishment pegging, it sort of defeats the purpose in a guided masturbation and edging exploration like this one. Neither are toys required for fledgling ass exploration. But prior possession of the tools that work for the guinea pig are another desirable thing the experienced bring to the table for research purposes. Again, you nascent butt sluts are always welcome to ask me for my opinion on ass toys. Hell, even if you're experienced and want to try something new, I'm always available for that. But the ability to start with someone who knows they're capable with askasm and has the toys with which they've done so is ideal. Sound like you? Research trials start immediately and are ongoing. So, what do you do now? First, follow this checklist. Have you, are you, or do you had a hands-free orgasm, or sissygasm for you girls, before, or have a pretty good idea that you have a sensitive ass pussy? Have toys that you know work, or are prepared to procure some before our session? Have lube? Have or can plan for privacy for a longish session? Sometimes it can take a while to get to askasm territory, even if you know you're susceptible. Willing to have Goddess Rachel share, with or without your screen name, the results of your turn at the experiment? Able to accept frustration or even crave it? If you can check off most of those, the next step is to make an appointment. Or simply gather the needed tools and time and call. If we connect without an appointment, be sure to let me know that you're one of my guinea pigs. And then, stay tuned. Sooner or later, once I've had enough participants, I'll write another blog post sharing the results. Finally, in case it wasn't obvious, please know that my tongue is firmly wedged in my cheek like a butt plug in your rectum. This isn't going to be scientific enough to be published in any kind of journal or referenced as such. but my exploration of whether I can edge your ass will be edifying as well as entertaining for me. And that's official enough. Most importantly, it will add another weapon to my arsenal in the never-ending quest to control and manipulate your kinks and pleasures. Okay? Ready? Let's research. Until next time, Goddess Rachel, guided masturbation and edging ass expedition leader. 1-800-356-6169.